Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Beis. This year is sponsored by Avishai and Elishav Numin, as well as for Shlema for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Rafur Shlema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So Elisha left off yesterday, 7 lines down on the page on daf Mem Beis Amr Aleph. So you just began discussing the issues of Kiddush Levana, and that's a great daf Yomi coincidence. I assume you did Kiddush Levana here last night. I did it where I was. So we're going to start on the Amr of Acha Brachanim, 7 lines down on daf Mem Beis Amr Aleph. So first the Gemara is going to go through a couple of more issues related to Kiddush Levana, how Kiddush Levana relates to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, what exactly the Nusach of the Bracha of Kiddush Levana is. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the discrepancy in Edom reporting exactly what time of day the crime happened, and whether even minor mistakes minor discrepancies could sometimes passel the Edom. Then we're going to discuss the issue of a Talmud who's Malamed Zuchus, and then they elevate him to the Sanhedrin because he's Malamed Zuchus. So the Gemara is going to discuss what happens to that Talmud. Does he stay there forever? Does he just stay there for that day, and then ultimately he has to leave? And then the last discussion in the parak is going to be about some sort of declaration that's made by the Gadol Hadayanim, that the Gadol Hadayanim is supposed to say something, and what exactly that statement that he's supposed to say means, whether it applies only to Dinim Amunis or only to Dinim Nefashos. Is it an expression of confidence in the din that they arrived at, or is it adrab, an expression of trepidation about maybe not having arrived at the proper din? Then we will, as shall begin, the sixth parak of Masech Sanhedrin, which is going to discuss the process of skila. So the Mishnah is going to describe how they would set up a system whereby if they needed to call the guy back before they stoned him because they came up with the Sam Zuchus, how that process worked. And the Gemara throughout the entire Amud Beis is going to discuss how we know that the Beis HaSkila was distant from Beis Din. It was Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. It was outside of all three Machanos. It was far away from Beis Din. Where we derive that from, it's going to have a couple of other places that where we also require Chutz L'Machana, and we have to figure out how we know when something is only outside of the Machna Shechina, how we know when something is outside of not just the Machna Shechina, but the Machna Leviya as well, which in our terms would be Machna Shechina is the Azara, the Machna Leviya would be Harabayis, and how we know when something is supposed to be Chutz Migimel Machnos, which in our terms would mean outside of Yerushalayim. So let's begin at Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, again 7 lines down on the page. Va'amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Mavarich Al Chodesh Bizmano, Ki Lo Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That anyone is Mavarich on the Chodesh in the right Zman, it's as if he's Mekabel Pnei Shechina. It's as if he is greeting the Pnei Shechina, as if he's greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim why exactly it's like he's a greeting Pnei Shechina, but it relates to this obvious manifestation in nature of something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant involvement in the world, that the moon waxes and wanes, that it comes back each month. So it's as if one is greeting the Pnei Shechina when one is mevarich on the Chodesh. Ksiv hacha Chodesh hazeh uksiv hasam zeh keli vanveu, because it says Chodesh hazeh and zeh keli vanveu. Zeh keli vanveu is an obvious Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. It's an acknowledgement of the direct presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from the word zeh, we link the two together. Tana de Beit Rabbi Shmuel El Moli Zach Yisrael El Lahakul Pnei Avim Shvashmaim Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh Dayam. If Klal Yisrael would just be zocha for just only to be mekabel Pnei Avim Shvashmaim, to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every month, that would be sufficient. Amar Abaye Hilkach Nimrinu Mu'umad. So Abaye says that's why we stand for Kiddush Levana. We stand so that because it is an expression of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Marei Marzutra Mekasvi Umavarchi, or Mekasvi Adadi Umavarchi. Marei Marzutra would lean on each other, or they would shoulder each other and say the bracha. What does that mean exactly? Mekasvi or Mekasvi Adadi? So the Adrama says that they were Zakenim and they had a hard time holding their own bodies up, so they couldn't stand, they had to lean. So they would lean on each other, which is a bidiyavet, that normally when something requires Amida, you're not supposed to be leaning, but if a person is unable to stand, so they're saying that there's some value in even giving the impression that you're standing, even though in reality they were leaning. The Tur quotes the din that you have to be mevarich mu'umad, and then right away the Tur writes merei mevaravashi mekasvi luhu mevarchi. So apparently he doesn't say a din that if you can't stand you should lean. He just quotes this line. So some of the Acharnim say, yeah, he quotes this line because that's telling you the exception that if you're unable to stand, that you're supposed to lean. But that's not the only pshat in what this means. The Arzarua says that it means that their avadim would carry them on their shoulders, merov simcha. It was such a joyous event that, like at a chasana, sometimes they put the chasana up on someone's shoulders and they start dancing with them. So they'd carry them on the shoulders because it was such a joyous event, because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, it's such a wonderful thing. The Meiri says that they would be kovtsimu mevarchim. That mekasvi means that they would jump up and down when they would be mevarich v'levana. And he says, and that's the minhag that a lot of people have, that they take shalosh kfitzos derech simcha. But all of that relates to the derech simcha side of it. The Rabbeinu Menoach on the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos says that they were nosim zeh ezeh al hakasef. They would lift each other up on their shoulders, but not derech simcha, to be able to see the levana. Sometimes there are trees blocking or something, so you have to see the levana in order to mevarich v'levana. So they would dafka hold each other up on their shoulders in order to see the levana. Others say no, it means they went shoulder to shoulder, meaning like they were when you go out together as a group. So it shows a sense of kavod. So shoulder to shoulder because they were jammed in together like a large group of people that's crowded together, and that's the ultimate kavod hashchina because it's going to be mekabel the pnei shchina. The Rama paskins in Tavchavav Sivdalid in Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to mekadish the chodesh mekadish the mevarich the levana tachas hagag. You're not supposed to do it underneath a roof. A person is supposed to be completely outdoors. Why? What would be the problem with saying you look out a window and you see the moon and saying the bracha? So Mariel writes, because tachas hagag is not a makom tara kolkach. It's not such a place of tahara, which probably means that you run the risk of tumas ohel in case there's any dead body or part of a dead body in the room, so it's a safer place as far as tahara is concerned to be outside, not to be inside the room. Why dafka? We're worried about it. Rav Moshe points out in a tshuva, and it was Moshe Archaim Chelgalvsim Kuv Memdali. He says, so strange that for a bracha, all of a sudden we're worried about tumas meis. You know, why dafka for this bracha? There are so many brachas for this bracha. We're worried about tumas meis. And he says, no, you see that there is a special chashivus that the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina element of this bracha brings it to a new standard. It has to be treated with greater respect, apparently, than other brachos, because it's not just a bracha. It is a Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. The Bach says that just like Merei Merazutra or Mekasim Mevarchim, which is Derech Hashivos, to be Mekabal Pnei Shechina, Derech Kavod, so Tachas Hagag is not Derech Kavod. Nothing to do with Tumah, it's just not Derech Kavod. The Kavod is, you have a chash of a guest, you go out to greet them. You don't wait in the house until they arrive to come to you. So that's the Derech Kavod that's involved over here. But that's why we stand for Kiddush Levana. I mean, the more pashut, we have to stand. We have no choice. It's outside, and there are no chairs outside. But there's an Indian dafka to stand for Kiddush Levana, even if there were chairs outside, because that is the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. There is a Rambam. It seems like the Rambam holds that maybe there would not be an Indian to stand the way we do Kiddush Levana. The Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Brachos, Halach Yud Zayin, says, Sarich Levarich Bracha Zu Mu'umad, Shekala Mevarich Al Chodesh Bezmanu Ki Iluhi Very interesting. The Rambam says, you say the bracha standing up, and if you can't say the bracha on the first night of the month when you're supposed to, you could say it until the 16th. So many are medayik in the Rambam that it sounds that the Rambam holds that the din of mu'umad is only if you actually mevarich l'levana on the first night. It's only if you actually do it on the first night of the month, which our minhag is not to do that. We don't do it at all. We wait till 3 full days have passed. So it would turn out, or Moshe points out, it would turn out according to the Rambam that there would be no inyan to stand anymore. And he says that's why the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the din of tzarich l'omer mu'umad. It's beferish in the Gemara. We say it in Kiddush Levana. We say the idea that we say mu'umad, but it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. So the Lechara doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch because Shulchan Aruch was paskening like the like the Rambam. Because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, when we're Mekadosh Levana, that's why the Poskim point out that a person is supposed to face Mizrach when they say Kiddush Levana. A lot of times people naturally face the Levana, because that's what you have to see. You're supposed to see the Levana and then turn your body to face Mizrach when you say Kiddush Levana. Because just like Shemona Esrei, you face Mizrach when you daven Shemona Esrei, because that's your encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, Kiddush Levana is an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would turn out, if that's the reason, Rabbi Tzal Stern points out in his Shuvas, that it's not really a din in Mizrach, it's a din in whichever way you face. Meaning, if you live in South Africa, so you face Tzafon. If you live, depending on where on earth you live, you would face toward the Makom HaMikdash. Okay, says the Gemara further. Amli Ravach L'Ravashi B'Maravim Mavarchi Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to say the bracha Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. That was the whole thing. Amli Hai Nashi Didan Nami Mavarchi. That even the most uneducated people are able to say such a bracha. The expression was that even women can say such a bracha. It was an easy bracha to learn, even people who are illiterate. And typically in those days, women were illiterate. Whether women in fact say Kiddush Levana is also an interesting discussion. The Magen Avraham says that when our Gemara says Nashi Dan, it's Lav Dafka Nashim. It's Shkiras Alashon. It means Amei Aretz. It means anybody can say it. And then the Magen Avraham quotes from Shlach Kaddush, but women are part of Kiddush Levana because it's a mitzvah asay shazman grama. Aye, they do other mitzvahs, say shazman grama. Says Magen Avraham, this one is different because heim garmu pegama levana. They caused the pegama levana, so it's a mitzvah shazman grama that they don't want to volunteer because it's sort of a sore topic for women to do kiddush levana. In the Chachma Shlomo, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, I understand that the Magen Avraham and the Shlach Kaddush, that all of these people are far greater than I am, but they are making an obvious error over here. He says kiddush levana is not a mitzvah say Shazman Grama. He says the definition of mitzvah say Shazman Grama is when you technically could do that act any day of the year, but the halacha says only do it on this day, only do it on this date in the calendar. That is mitzvah shazman grama. For example, I could eat matzah today, I could sit in the sukkah today, but the halacha tells me, no, you eat matzah on Pesach, you sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. Those are mitzvah shazman grama. But something that you couldn't do any day of the year because it relies on something happening and that you have to respond to a reality, that's not a mitzvah shazman grama. It could be, it's true, the moon is only b'chidusho on certain days, but it's because of that, I can only say it when I see the moon b'chidusho. So it could be that manifestation is zman grama, but my mitzvah is a result of that manifestation, not a result of the zman. It's one step removed from the zman. He explains he doesn't explain, but some of the acharonim explain, that may be the explanation of the Ramban in Kiddush Lamed Aled, where the Ramban says that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama. If you hold that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazez drabanan, that the mechayiv of Sfiras HaOmer on a daraisa level is only when you have a carbon omer, so it's the carbon omer that's mechayiv the sfira. Aye, the carbon omer is zman grama, the carbon omer is only on the second day of Pesach, so it's zman grama. Yeah, but the sfira is not a result of the second day of Pesach, the sfira is a result of the carbon. It's a result of something that happens and not necessarily purely based on zman. So that is the Chachma Shlomo says that it's a mistake that the Magen Avraham has made, and he says, I feel like I have to correct the error. Magen Avraham then says, and also another reason why women don't do Kiddush Levana, assuming, again, Magen Avraham works with the assumption that it's a mitzvah shazman grama, and then he deals with, okay, so why don't they volunteer, just like they volunteer lulav and sukkah and matzah. Matzah is not a volunteer, the chayiv and matzah, but why don't they volunteer to do it like they would volunteer to do other mitzvahs say shazman grama. So first answer the Magen Avraham gave was heim garmu pegama levana. Second answer the Magen Avraham says is you have to look in Hilchas Havdalah in Siman Reish Sadivav. What does he write in Hilchas Havdalah? So in Hilchas Havdalah, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's machlokes rishonim whether women are chayiv and Havdalah l'fichach. Therefore, they should ein mavdilos liatzman. They don't say Havdalah for themselves. They should hear Havdalah from somebody else. And Magen Avraham over there explains that a woman volunteers a mitzvah shazman grama and can can even say a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama when the mitzvah is separate from the bracha. But when the entire mitzvah is the bracha, then a woman is not allowed to volunteer even a mitzvah shazman grama, even according to the Ramah, that a woman says a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama, that's only if the mitzvah is independent of the bracha. But when the mitzvah is a bracha, a woman is not allowed to volunteer, and therefore women do not volunteer Kiddush Levana. There's a discussion by Birchas HaIlanos, how exactly do you define that? Is that a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? You know, when man de nafik biyomei nisan, the Gemara Brachel says, someone who goes out in yomei nisan, and he sees ilan de malavlevi, he sees a tree that's beginning to bud, so he says this bracha of birchas ilanos. So it sounds like it's only yomei nisan, it's the days of, or no, maybe it's seeing the ilan de malavlevi, and that just happens to happen in yomei nisan. So according to the Chachma Shlomo, maybe it's not zman grama, maybe it's based on an event that's in front of you. And even if you say it is man grama, is the mitzvah the bracha? Is this like Havdalah, where the mitzvah is the bracha, and therefore women shouldn't volunteer? Or maybe no, maybe Birchas Ilanos is a totally different story. Because Birchas Ilanos is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Ilanos Tovos that people can be nehena from. Maybe it relates to a hana'a, Birchas Hanen, in which women certainly are obligated in Birchas Hanen, and it's not a typical Birchas Hanen, maybe it somehow relates more to Birchas Hanen. Okay, so the Gemara says we have to figure out what exactly is the nusach of this bracha. Elokad Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says the nusach goes as follows. Baruch Hashem b'ma'amaro baruch shchakim v'vurach piv kol tzva'am cholku zman nosan lahem shalo yishanu es tafkidam. Each of the constellations have exactly their job to do. They're supposed to fulfill their mission, their purpose, and they do exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told them. Sasim usmechem la'asos ritzon konam. They're eager and happy to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Poale MS, they are trustworthy workers. Shepulasan MS, because you can, they're very reliable. They do exactly as they're expected. V'lalvana amar shetischadish ateres teferes amus sevatan shein asidin eschadish kamosa. And when the Levana has this rebirth, that is a sign of hope for the Jewish people, because we too are going to have this reemerge just like the Levana. Ulfar liotzram al shem kvod malchuso baruch ata Hashem mechad. Now the girsa that we have on the first wide line was Po'ale Emes, says Rashi. Hein she'ena meshana mesidrum. They are Po'ale Emes because they do not change the Seder. They do exactly as they're supposed to do. Says Tosos, Pirsha Kuntrus, she'en meshana mesidrum, the istigaras Poel Emes, va'akodosh baruch hu ka'i. That the other girsa is, the alternate girsa is, not Poale Emes, but Poel Emes. And it's not talking about the constellations. It's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that he is a Poel Emes. Sheba Emes ubadin miata, that with Emes and Din, he was mimayit the Levana. Olachi kamer basarachi v'la Levana omar shetischadesh. La Levana omar shetischadesh means that he said to the Levana to be mischadesh. Who's he? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's all a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ki b'tachbulos tasa l'cham l'chama, says the Gemara, Amra v'acha brachanina, Amra b'yasi, Amra b'yochanan, b'mi atamotzi melchamta shal Torah, b'mi shiesh b'yodo chavilos shal Mishnah. Who can you find that's expert in the melchamta shal Torah? Only someone who has chavilos shal Mishnah, someone who has bundles of Mishnayos. A lot of times people start to fight the melchamta shal Torah, but they come completely unarmed. They don't have any knowledge to back up whatever arguments they're going to make. So a person can only really engage in the Melchamta Shel Torah if he has some base of knowledge to draw upon. He has Chavilo Shel Mishnah to draw upon. The Marsha says that they darshan this from the Mashmos of the Pshat in the Pasuk. It says, U'betachbulo sasa melchama. So it can't be a tachbula, it has to be a Lashon of Chavila, because it's otherwise it's a repeat. So the tough, the additional tough, is what switches it around. Meaning the additional taf rather is inconsequential. It would still be lashon of chavilos, even though it's tachbulos, like we have a lashon of dor tahapuchos. The Marsha says where the taf is really extra, but the shorish is really hipuch and not tahapich. So okay, Kari Rav Yosef and Avshei v'Rav Tvuos b'koach shor. Rav Yosef said about himself v'Rav Tvuos b'koach shor, and Rashi explains. If I'm not mistaken, Rashi says or someone says, no, Tosos, Mishum to Yosef Ikri Bechor Shar. This is Rav Yosef talking about himself, because Yosef is called Bechor Shar, Kedukhsiv Bechor Shar Ohadrlo, Ubal Shmuos, Ubal Chitin. And someone who knows a lot of information is called a Bal Chitin. Kedamara called Srichum the Mari Chitaya. In Horios, we say that everyone requires Mari Chitaya, meaning people need people who have knowledge in order to give over that knowledge. And then we can do the analysis and the interpretation on our own, but everyone needs Mari Chitaya. Everyone has to have a basis of knowledge to work with. So it was Rav Yosef who said about himself, because his name was Yosef, and he's compared to Ishar. And he was also a Sinai. Rav Yosef was a Sinai. He was not an Oker Harim like Rabbah. So he had this massive amount of knowledge. So that's why he called himself like a Mari Chitaya, that he was Rav Tvuos Bekoach Shar. He had all this grain Bekoach Shar. That's how he said that pasuk about himself. Echad Omer B'Shtei Sha'ot. The Mishnah then went on to say that if one guy said that it happened 2 hours into the day, the other one said it happened 3 hours into the day, so that's not necessarily a discrepancy. Amar Rav Sim Rashi Lo Shonu El Sha'os. Avad Echad Omer Kodem Neitz, Kodem Neitz Achama, Vechad Omer Lachar Neitz Achama. If one of them says that the crime happened or the event happened before sunrise, and the other one said it happened after sunrise, so Eidus and Betela, then forget about it. Then their Eidus has to be thrown out. So it's not Pshita, that's obvious. They would have noticed something like that. No, it must be that one of them said it happened before, one of them said it happened during the sunrise. Well, Hanami Pshita, isn't that also obvious that that's a discrepancy that cannot be reconciled? Now, one might have thought that really he didn't see the sun actually rising. He saw the rays and he thought that the sun had risen above the horizon, and therefore it's not necessarily a discrepancy for which we need to throw them out of court. Kamash Malan, that we do throw them out of court. Ve'achar kach machnisin. We said, then we bring in the second guy. And the Mishnah went on to say that when a Talmud offers a zuchus, so we elevate him for that day. Says Mar Osa Yom Vesula, we only elevate him to the Beis Din for that one day and not beyond that. Vatanya, we have a brisa that says otherwise. Im yesh mamish bedvarav lo haya yorid misham li olam v'mein mamish bedvarav ein yorid kol hayom. That if he has substance to what he's saying, we leave him there forever. We now appoint him as a judge. It's only if there's no substance to what he's saying that he only lasts that one day. Yeah, you have to read that line of the Mishnah that says that he's only there for the day if ain mamish bidvarav, if what he has to offer is nothing really. He doesn't really have anything of substance to offer. So he said, matzalo zuchus, if we find a zuchus, so we offer that zuchus, and one of them changes their vote, etc. And whenever it comes to being mechayev the person, we always say that you wait for the next day, and the entire day they don't drink wine, and they eat very little food. So yayin maitai malo, why is it that they can't drink wine? So Amar Rabbi Yachab Rav Chanina Amar Kra Ularoznim Ishechar Ha'oskin Broza Shalolam Al Yishtakru, that those who are involved in the secrets of the world should not become intoxicated. So that's a reference to the Dayanim who are involved in deciding Dine Nefashos. That's too important an issue for them to be able to be intoxicated. If you look at Tosfos, Ha'oskin Broza Shalolam Hainu Dine Nefashos Avalo Dine Mamanis, but it's not such a problem with Dine Mamanis. V'adam Ar Shasar Revi'is Yayin Al Yora. Aye, but it says Shasar Revi'is Yayin Al Yora, that you're not allowed to paskin if you drink even a Revi'is of Yayin. The Sugyuna Erevin tells us Hainu Hora'a De Isra V'Heter. That's a different issue. That's not being done a din in Dine Mamanis nor in Dine Nefashos. That's a Psak Halacha. Someone asks the Hilcha Shabbos question. So Al Yora, so it comes out very interesting. For Dine Mamanis, no problem. Drink whatever you want. It can be done Dine Mamanis. For regular psak and Hilchus Brachos, so that if you drink a Revi is no good. And for Dine Nefashos, you can't drink anything at all. Well, it's not abundantly clear that that should be the case, that a person is allowed to drink when he's involved in Dine Mamanis. You know, there are other halachos also that relate to tefillah, that Shasui Al Yispalo, the Gemara says. But it doesn't quantify it. It doesn't say exactly how much. So there are Rishonim that go in both directions. Some say, yeah, when it comes to Revi'ah, to Yorah, to Paschal Halacha, Shasa Revi'ah yayin al yora. So maybe shasoy means, shasoy al yisbalu means even less. That even if you drink less than that, you shouldn't daven because you can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that state. Others say, no, shasoy means it's a matter of how you're behaving. If you're acting like a drunk person, then you can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Revi'is yayin isn't going to do that. Revi'is yayin is not going to affect the person. And then post can discuss, okay, whatever your shita is when it comes to tefillah, how does that affect Birchas HaMazon? Birchas HaMazon, Mestama, you drank a Revi'is yayin. That was the main drink was wine. So it was a Mestama, Revi'is, and more. And yet you're also talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So does that tell us more about what the shir is when it comes to davening? I have a piece of my sefer about this. But there's it's a major discussion about what exactly, how to quantify when you are and are not allowed to drink. So then we said, if they find this chus, great. So they'll change the vote, they'll change it all. Lo ra'umai. What if they don't find this chus? Meaning that the basin's at a stalemate. So now what? Some ravacha potrin or so. The guy gets off the hook. You can't convict the guy when the basin's at a stalemate. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan potrin or so. Amleir papal abayi v'liftere me yikara. You know, why do we do this whole thing of adding dayanim and danin elu k'neged elu and all? Just if we're at a stalemate in the first place, why don't we just end it right there and patrim right there on the spot? We don't want the Bezin to be at a stalemate. That's not good. That there should be a sense of confusion that Bezin wasn't able to be chotich the din properly. That the initial question was, why do we ever have to add dayanim? Just patrim from the Beidina Kama, from the first Beisdin. Meaning, even when you have a Beisdin of 23, why add dayanim to get to the point of 71? You just patrim in the first place, if they're at a stalemate. You should know that's a shita that exists. Rabbi Yossi holds that way. He holds that Yitaka, don't add any dayanim to a basin of 23. Tan Rabbanan, Omer b'dinim mamnis nizdakin adin, ve'inom b'dinim fashos nizdakin adin. We make the declaration of nizdakin adin by dinim mamnis, but not by dinim nefashos. Mine is dakin adin. What does that declaration mean? What is it? Ile makosh dina, if it means to say, Kosh dina, which Rashi says means that it's a difficult din and it's something that we are having a hard time with, and therefore we need to be patient and we can't rush to any sort of judgment. Then ipchami bayalei. Then it should have been the opposite. It should be that adine nefashos we say kosh dina, not adine mamnis. Dina nefashos where you need to wait the extra day before you convict anybody. So amar Rav Huna bar Menoch mishved Rav Acha b'Rei Ravika. Epoch, yeah, you're right. We should switch it around. You say nizdakin adin dafka by dinin nefashos because that's where it's really kosh dina. Ravashi amar liolam lo tebuch. No, don't switch it around. Leave it just the way it is. Why is it that we say it only by dinin mamonis? Because you're mistranslating nizdakin adin. Nizdakin adin does not mean that it's too difficult and we need to wait. Umay nizdakin adin chacham dina. It's an expression of confidence. We've done good. We've done it right. Our psak din is absolute and we're certain and there's nothing to talk about anymore. So you can't say that by dinin nefashos, because by dinin nefashos you always want someone to be able to be melamed zechus. So if you say that this is final and this is absolute, no one's going to be melamed zechus from that point forward. So we had two explanations what nizdakin adin meant. Either it was an expression of lack of confidence and keep the case open, or it was closing the case absolute confidence. So we have a braisa that tells us that who says nizdakin adin? The gadol shabadayanim says it. The gadol of the dayanim. Iyam bishlam chacham dina haynu damar gadol. Well, if it's an expression of confidence, so a good, the gadol shabadayanim should be the one that expresses such a confidence. El iyam it kosh dina lo sagi delo amar gadol. But if it's kosh dina, it's not the gadol should be the one to express the lack of confidence. It's embarrassing to say such a thing. Why should the gadol have to embarrass himself? Says Gemara in. If someone's going to say it, let it be the Gadol Shabbatayan. Because if other people have to point out Kash Dina, when the Gadol only expressed confidence, that's really embarrassing to the Gadol. That people are saying, oh, he thinks he knows what he's talking about, but it's Taka Kash Dina. But when a person is Mizpayish Me'atzmo, he says about himself, you know, this is the conclusion I arrived at, but I could be wrong. So that's less embarrassing when he acknowledges it himself as opposed to someone else pointing out his flaws. Igada Amri, others have the conversation with that already built into the assumption. If it's Kashtin, I understand why the Gadol should be the one to do it, because you don't want other people embarrassing him, let him be the one to embarrass himself. But if it's an expression of confidence, the Gadol is going to get up and say how great a job he did. He's the one that's gonna talk about how wonderful it was. That you should let other people praise you. You shouldn't be the one to get up and sing your own praises. It's unseemly for the Gadol to be the one to do that. Says Gemara, Shaini Milsa de Bedina, Da Gadol Ramya. No, it's not unseemly. It's an expression of responsibility. He was the one that's responsible for the din. He's the Gadol Shabbatayanin. So he has to be able to say that it's on my shoulders. That it's an expression of, Rav Shechter once told us that, you know, a person should always be humble, always say, Lanias Daiti, in learning. Psak halacha, it better not be me'anius hadas. You have to be confident that it's me'ashirus hadas. And if you're not confident that it's me'ashirus hadas, then you can't give a psak halacha. So, you know, you have to know at certain, there's a time for humility and there's a time for responsibility. So you can't, if you're really a bal achrayus, you can't say, I'm probably wrong. No, if you're achray for it, then you better believe that you're right. He's the one that has to make that declaration. You are Zakai, you are Chayiv. He's the one that has to take that responsibility. The Rambam quotes in the ninth paragraph of Sanhedrin that Nizdakin Adin means Kashdina. That you say that it's an expression of how difficult it is, and he's Mahapich the Braisa, that you only say it by Dina Nefashos, like Rav Acha says. So the Kesem Mishnah asks that he doesn't understand why the Rambam passes that way. Rav Ashi disagrees and holds that it's Chacham Dina. We should pass him like Rav Ashi because he is the Achron and he's a Mari de Talmud more than Rav Acha Breid Ravika. And he doesn't have to flip around the Braisa. So there are so many arrows pointing in the direction of Rav Ashi. He didn't require changing the language of a Braisa. He's the Basra, Hilchika Basra. He's known as the greater expert. So he leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun why the Rambam would paskin in that direction. Okay, Hadron Allah Ayyubotkin. Now we begin the sixth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. The sixth parak is going to deal with the halachos of Skila. Why is it that of all the Dalet Misos that we're going to have, one Misa after the next, why is it that we start with Skila? So Rashi already points out in the top, in Motzino Salasaklo, I did the Skila Resha Dekul Arba Misos, he Mefarish Mili Didab Resha. Since it is the first of the Dalet Misos, we mention it first. What does he mean, it's the first of the Dalet Misos? He means it's the most Chamor of the Dalet Misos. Chidush Aran says, Matz Machlokas, whether Skila or Srefa is the most chamor of the Dalet Misos. So he says, now even according to Rabbi Shimon, that Srefa is more chamor than Skila, we still start with Skila because there are more inyanim of Skila to discuss than there are of the other Misos, and that's also the Derech HaShas, that we start with that which is more detailed, and then we get into those things that are quicker, that don't have as many details to deal with. The Adrama also points out that we had just learned on Daf Mem that the Bezin are Choker the Edim and they're made about a person who's Ovid Avodah Zarah. Bameh Avad, you know, we have all these questions about Ovid Avodah Zarah. So once we're on the topic of Ovid Avodah Zarah, we talk about the Misa that goes for an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So that's what this is doing over here. But says the Mishnah, Nigmar Adin, Motzino Solosaklos. They have a Gemar Adin, they then take the guy out to be stoned. Beis HaSkila Yechutzel Bezin, the Beis HaSkila was outside of Bezin and the Bach had in Rachok mi Bezin, and it was distant from Bezin. Shnemar Hotzias HaMakalel. Pasuk says Hotzias HaMakalel, they had to take him out to a distant location. Echrom El Pesach Bezin Vasudim Biyado. There's one guy standing by the doorway of Bezin with flags in his hand. Visus Rachok Mimenu, and there was a horse that was at a distance from him, Kedeshie Roehu, just far enough that he's still able to see him, but as far away as he could possibly be, while still being able to see the guy wave the flags. So Omer Echad Yesh Lamid Elav Zuchus Halam Menef Pesudrin Vasus Ratzma Midan. So if someone pipes up in the basin and says, "Wait, as the guy's being taken out to be stoned, I thought of a new Limud Zuchus." So in the basin, the guy would wave the flag. The guy on the horse would see the flag waving. He'd start galloping out to the person that was about to be executed. executed and bring him back to Beis Din to stop the execution and to discuss that limud zchus. Va'afilu hu omer yesh lamed alatzmi zchus machzir noso. This doesn't require the flags, but even if the guy himself who's about to be killed says, you know, I thought of a limud zchus for myself, even that will be machzir. Va'afilu arba v'chamish pamim obavad sheyesh mamish bedvarif. And he can even do that 4 or 5 times as long as he has something to say each time. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos says even more than 4 or 5, meaning if there's mamish bedvarav each time and it's not just stupidity that he's bringing us back for, so it could be even more than 4 or 5. 4 or 5 is an expression that they use as a way of saying a lot of times. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos, when he uses the term 4 or 5, the Gemara asks hashta chamesh arba mibayi. So they discuss why it is that they use those numbers when those numbers are meduyak. But over here the Rambam says it's lav dafka. It's not four, it's not five, it's as many times as in fact there is mamish bedvarav. Ubeis haskila chutz lebezin ava vasulo. So ask the Gemara, where exactly was the beis haskila? It was chutz lebezin, but that's it? It wasn't beyond chutz lebezin? Va'atanya beis haskila haya chutz l'shalosh machnos. We learned the beis haskila was outside of not only the machna shchina, not only the machna levia, even beyond the machna Yisrael. So why does it just say that it was chutz lebezin? It says Gemara in kedekamrit. You're right, it was chutz l'shalosh machnos. When our Mishnah says it was outside of Beis Din, let's say you have a Beis Din that sits outside of the Machna Yisrael, so the Beis Din themselves is already outside of Chutzal Shalosh Machnos. So Avdina Beis Haskila Chutzal Beis Din. Then we have to make sure we don't do the Beis, we don't put the Beis Haskila right next to the Beis Din. We put it at some at some distance from the Beis Din. Kiyechid lo miskazi Beis Din Rochtzin. So it wrote, it shouldn't look like Beis Din are a bunch of murderers that they're eager to kill somebody, that, you know, right next to the Beis Din they have a place to execute. Inami kechid davi le'atzala. Or, like our Mishnah says, we want opportunity to save, so we want some time in between when they issue the psak and when they actually kill the person. So in order to create that lag of time, we have to have a distance between them. Minani mili, where do we get the idea that the Beis Haskila has to be outside of 3 machnos? The Tanya Rabba and the Brisa learns as follows. Hotzias a mekalal michutz machna. The mekalal is brought outside of the machna. Chutz l'sholosh machnos. That means outside of all 3 machnos. Are you sure? Atomer chutz l'sholosh machnos? Or enu elu chutz machna achas? Maybe it just means outside of the machna shchina. No, nemar kan michutz machna. By the mekalal it says michutz machna. V'nemar b'par man esravim. And it says by the par man esravim, by the par alam dover shel tzibur, and by the par kohen Mashiach, chutz l'machna. So mal alon chutz l'sholosh machnos. Just like the par man esravim, it means outside of all 3 machnos, avkan chutz l'shalosh machnos by skila. It's also outside of all 3 machnos. Says Gemara v'hasa minalan. Who told you by the parman and shofim it's outside of all 3 machnos? The Tan Rabban and the Brisa. V'hotzias kol haparal michutz l'machna. By the parkoy Mashiach it says you take him michutz l'machna chutz l'shalosh machnos, and that means outside of all 3 machnos. Atomer chutz l'shalosh machnos ein el chutz l'machna achas. How do you know that it's outside of all 3 machnos? K'shomer el michutz l'machna bepar ha'eda shein tamal omer, when it said by the parallel and davar shel tzibur that it's got to be mechutz l'machna, which was unnecessary for it to say sharik var nemar, because it already said by the parallel and davar shel tzibur v'sarif oso kasher sarif as a parah rishon, that you burn it in the same, just like you burnt the parkoy in Mashiach, and we already know the parkoy in Mashiach is chutz l'machna, so why would it have to repeat the words mechutz l'machna by the parallel and davar shel tzibur? So litan l'machna shniya, that must be telling us it's outside of an additional machna. So the parkoy in Mashiach is outside of 2 machnos. Ukshomer al michutz machna badashan. And when it says by the dashan that it's outside of the machna shein tamalomer, where it was unnecessary to say that sharik varnemar al shefach hadashan yisarev, it says they burn the parkoy in Mashiach in the place where they pour the dashan. So I already know that the dashan has to be chutz l'shnei machnos. So why does it have to mention chutz machna by the dashan litelo machna shlishes, to tell us that where all of this happens is outside of all 3 machnos? Says Mar Vilev Mishkut. Why can't we learn that the skill of the Mekalel from Shchut Echutz, a person who shechs kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is Chayiv Kares, and that's also a Lashon of Chutz. And by that, it's even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's outside of Machna Achas. So, Mala Allah and Chutz Machna Achas, Afkan Chutz Machna Achas. Meaning, what makes us so confident that we should derive the din of Skila from the Paraman Esrafim? Maybe the din of Skila should be derived from Shchut Echutz, so it's only Chutz Machna Achas. Says Gemara, Mistabrim Paraman Esrafim, Avle Lemeil, it makes more sense to learn from Paraman Parma and Srafim. Shekain, because it's got four things in common with the Parma and Srafim. Hotse, it says Lashon of Hotza, El Michutz Machna, uses the term El Michutz Machna, Machshir, both of these things are things you're supposed to do, as opposed to Shchut Echutz is something you're not supposed to do, Umechaper, and both of them provide a kapara. Says, we're not Adrabah, Mishchut Echutz Havelel Melef. I would say it's got four things in common with Shchut Echutz. Shekain, Adam, both of them, it says the chutz is referring to an Adam going l'chutz, but by Parman and Strafim, it's about the par. Chote, the Mekal and the Shochet are both sinners. The par is not a chote. Neshama, the Mekal is neshama is taken chutz amachna, and the Shochet also b'chutz. You take his neshama, the neshama, the behema mi'chutz amachna, but by Parman and Strafim, they already died in the machna, and then you're just burning it outside. And Pigel, there's a shay. Pigle by both of them. Says Gemara, Machshimi Machshir Adaflay. It's true. You have four things in common on each side of the equation, but the overwhelming consideration is that they are both Machshir. That the Mekalel is compared to the Paraman Esrafim because they're both a Hechshir Mitzvah, and that is the most important equation. And therefore, we learn Mekalel from Paraman Esrafim that it's Chutz Mishalosh Machnos that we do Skila, and not just Chutz Lemachna Achas. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rav Papa. All right.